Back in 1962, the producers of what was to be the last Bob Hope, Bing Crosby road picture, The Road to Hong Kong, were very excited. They thought it would be a runaway success.
Can't you see us in a rickshaw, dropping in on Susie Wong? Can't you see the split Pomona on the road to Hong Kong?
A little wonky.
But just like the picture fell short of expectations, it appears the upcoming World Trade Organization summit in Hong Kong is also not going to live up to previous high hopes.
I am sorry to report that we've not made the progress that we had hoped to make. It does appear to me that we will not make as much progress in Hong Kong as we had hoped for.
The voices of U.S. Trade Representative Rob Portman and Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns, both of them, along with trade ministers from around the world, are all on the road to Hong Kong for the big WTO meeting starting December 12th. Originally, this was to be the big meeting that would produce a final framework for a new world trade agreement. However, it may not turn out that way. Rob Portman says agricultural trade is the major stumbling block. He says they tried very, very hard over the last few weeks to get the various sides closer together, but they are just not close enough for Hong Kong to be a major breakthrough.
We've made some progress. We have been able to bridge some differences and at least narrow the discussion, but we have not been able to come up with the formulas or modalities to be able to negotiate into 2006.
The U.S. and European Union are still far apart on various issues, including reducing farm supports and export subsidies and increasing market access for various farm products. But Secretary Johanns told reporters even though Hong Kong may not produce a framework world trade agreement,
this round does extend through 2006. It would be a grave mistake to declare this round at an end at the Hong Kong meeting. There is still an entire year ahead of us when we can work aggressively to have a successful round, and we are committed to doing that.
And so, trade officials are right now on the road to Hong Kong to keep working, hoping to get a bit closer to a new trade agreement. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.